Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Stephanie Corsetti. More than 10,000 women are expected to march around the country in today's March for Justice rally against gendered violence and sexual assault. Only one female Liberal Party member, Bridget Archer, is expected to attend. Neither Prime Minister Scott Morrison nor Minister for Women Maurice Payne will attend in person. The Prime Minister's office earlier invited up to four delegates to meet in private with Mr. Morrison and Ms. Payne. However, this offer was declined by the organisers. Founder Janine Hendry has told the Deputy Prime Minister that women are fed up with waiting for change.
I'm going to tell you, I want some action.
Okay.
And the women of Australia want some action. We're drawing a line in the sand right here, right now.
Okay. All right.
Listeners seeking sexual assault information or support can contact 1-800-RESPECT on 1-800-737-732. Independent MP Zali Steggall, crossbenchers Rebecca Sharkey and Helen Haynes have come forward with a bill to amend the Sex Discrimination Act. Ms. Steggall says the bill is aimed at closing a loophole that does not make members of Parliament or the judiciary liable or protected against sexual harassment in their workplace. She says it's time these issues were addressed through legislation.
Well, today's an important day, and I think it really needs to be a day where we mark a line in the sand, where we say that words are not enough and it's time for action. It's time to legislative action.
Queensland has recorded six new cases of COVID-19. However, all are in quarantine. Genomic sequencing has confirmed a spread within a hotel, as all three cases are linked. However, it is still unclear how they are connected. The first case from the hotel is linked to a doctor in Brisbane. However, the third case is another return traveller on the same floor as the first case. Dr. Sonia Bennett from Queensland Health says more work is needed to understand how the spread occurred.
We know that some people are highly infectious, and that is likely the case in this instance, and can transmit the virus through very little exposure. So there's a lot of work undergoing. We now have CCTV footage in that hotel that'll be reviewed.
And the source of a New South Wales infection is still being investigated, but testing of the coronavirus variant detected in the security guard shows it matches the UK variant and the results of a returned traveller from a hotel. States and territories will closely monitor the unfolding situation in New South Wales and Queensland after Sydney and Brisbane confirmed cases of locally transmitted coronavirus. Domestic borders fully opened this weekend after Western Australia eased restrictions with Victoria. This is the first time since the coronavirus arrived in Australia that people are free to travel across all interstate borders without quarantine. Re-elected Premier of Western Australia, Mark McGowan, has warned he won't hesitate to bring back a hard border if needed. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews has been discharged from hospital. He will now undergo a significant period of rehabilitation after sustaining injuries in a fall last week. Doctors say they are pleased with Mr. Andrews' progress, but recovery will take time. I'm Stephanie Corsetti. This is SBS News in Easy English.